Welcome back, everybody, to Yom Yom Daf Kuf Hayam and Aleph 105a. We are about to start the beginning of the new Perek, Perek HaOrig. We are in the middle of the Amud, and again, we are going to start the new Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to talk about Ariga and various of the other Avos Melachos. So we have to remember before we start that we had our Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel, which spoke about some of these Melachos and said, Shnei Chutei Oreg, that you are going to be Chai for Ariga with these two threads. But now comes the Mishnah and elaborates on this topic. So Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, HaOrig Shlosha Chutin Batlila, that if someone is starting to weave a garment on Shabbos, you are going to be chayav once you weave three threads. Va'achas al ha'arig. Or if you add one thread to something which has already been partially woven, then you are going to be chayav. That is the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. The chacham say, bein batchila, bein baso, shi'uro shnei chutin. Whether it's the beginning of you weaving it, or you are already in the middle of it, the shear is always going to be two threads. Good, then comes the mission, talks about the next malacha of ha'osa shtei batei nirin. Someone who uses these chassis strings in the loom. Look online what the picture of a loom looks like so you'll understand what exactly is going on here. So here, banirin, if you use these weaving types of things, or bakeros, or a different type of weaving it, banafe, bakvara, basal, with a different sieves or basket, chayv, you are going to be chayv in those situations. Atofer shtei tfiros. Then the Mishnah tells us that if someone sews two stitches, va'koreya almanas litpor shtei tfiros, and one who tears in order to then go and sew two stitches, are going to be chayv. So we see about tofer and koreya in this mission. Now comes the Gemara and says, Ki yasa Rabbi Yitzchak tanei shtayim. So when Rabbi Yitzchak came to Bavel, he taught that Rabbi Eliezer said, instead of saying the three weaves, the three threads that you need in order to be chayev at the beginning of a garment, it was only two. I asked the Gemara, v'ha nan tanan shalosh, but we have our Mishnah clearly saying that it was three threads. Loka shaha ba'alime ha'biktine. One is talking about thicker threads, and one is talking about thinner threads. Amrila lahagisa v'amrila lahagisa. And it could be explained in each way, meaning you could say that each one is referring to the other. What does this mean? So amrila lahagisa. So some explain it one way. They say alima, the thicker threads are used plus a lo sasre. So if you have three woven threads, they're not going to unravel, but tre sasre, but two of these threads are going to unravel. And therefore, when you say that the three, that would be talking about the thicker ones, ketine, but the thin ones, treinami lo sasre, two of them will not unravel, and therefore a person's going to be chayev just for weaving two thin threads. V'amrigo ahaygis, or you could say it the other way, ketine, that when it comes to the thin ones, tlasa yidie, that if you have three of them, they're noticeable, treigo yidie, but two of them are not going to be noticeable, alime treinami yidie, but when you have thicker threads, then just two of them are noticeable, and that's why a person's going to be chayev in that situation. Tanya, it was taught in the Brisa of the Gemara, goes and elaborates more in the Mishnah. Ha'orig shlosha chutim batchila. If someone weaves three threads at the beginning of a garment on Shabbos, ve'echad ha'o ha'orig, or if you just add one to something which had already been woven before, chayv, you are going to be chayv. Ha'chacham omrim da'chacham say bein batchila bein masof, shi'uran shnei chutim. That the major shear, the minimum shear, is going to be two threads. Ubasafa, on the edge of the baged, shnei chutim barochav shlosha batinirin. The shear is going to be two threads with the width of shlosha batinirin, which is smaller than the normal shear. Halamazed dome, says the Gemara, what's this similar to? La'orig tiltzul katam, to weaving a small belt for where the minimum shear is going to be shnei chutim barochav shlosha batinirin. It's going to be the same two threads in this smaller shlosha batinirin, and the reason why is because when you're at the edge of a baged, so all smaller shear is going to be necessary, just like when you're making this smaller belt. Now the Gemara goes on and says, va'orig shlosha chutim batli. When the Brisa said that if someone weaves three threads at the beginning of a garment, ve'echad al arig, or one from something which has already been woven, chayev, stama kerevi Eliezer. When we said you're going to be chayev in that situation, that anonymous author in the Brisa is really referring to the view of Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah. It's the same exact shita. Now the Gemara comes and brings the Brisa to elaborate more on this malacha. Tani Idach, who was taught in another Brisa, ha'orig shnei chutin al hagas, that if someone weaves an additional two threads onto a large piece of woven fabric, Bialha Imra, or on the hem of this fabric, chayv, you're going to be chayv. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, afilu echad, even if you just add one additional thread to something which is already woven, ubasafa, and on the edge of the baget, shnei chutim rochav shlosha batinirin, if you add something with the smaller shear of the two threads in this shlosha batinirin, chayv, you're going to be chayv. Halamazad doma, what's the similar to glory, tiltzul katan, to weaving this small belt for when the minimum shear is shnei chutin arochav shlosha batinirin. These two threads in the shlosha batinirin, again, this smaller shear, which is necessary for the end of the baget, just like by this small belt. And the Gemara goes on and says, this initial shita of the brisa, which said that if you add two threads to something which was already woven, imran, on the end of the fabric, chayev, you're going to be chayev for the two threads, stomach kerabanan, that's the shita of the rabbanan, based on our Mishnah as well. Then the Mishnah said, ha'usa shnei batinir, and again, look at the picture of the loom online to make sure you understand what exactly is going on here. My banir, and what's this referring to? Amar Abaye, tarte batinira. It's referring to passing the strings of shesi through the string type of thing, and that way you're going to be chayev through the loops, v'chada banira, and once through the other rod, and then you are going to be chayev. Again, look at the picture to fully understand the bakeros,
in the Keros Maiba. Keros, what's this referring to? Amarav Mitsu Visa. It's referring to the pedal with your foot that helps you with this weaving. There you are going to be chayiv as well. Atofer Shtei Tefiros, when the Mishnah says that someone who sews two stitches together by Tofer, Hane Hatanina Ba'avos Melachos, we already know this from the Mishnah on Dafayin Gimel. Atofer Shtei Tefiros, it already tells us this, so why do we need to learn this halacha again? Answers the Gemara, Mishnah Nekabayu Mishnah Seifa, because our Mishnah wanted to teach it at the end, Korea Amenas Litpor Shtei Tefiros, because it wanted to teach us this other part that in order to be chayiv Korea for tearing, you need to do it in order to sew two stitches onto it. Katani nami hatofer. So therefore, we also taught hatofer once we were going to be teaching korea. But ask the Gemara though, v'ha korea ha nami tani nabavos melachos. Korea was also one of the melachos taught on Dafayin Gimel. El mishum dekabayi lo misna seifa. Rather, we wanted to teach the end of that part of the Mishnah. Ha korea b'chamaso the al mason, that if someone tears in anger or for his dead, meaning he's just so devastated over a death that he's just tearing things, not necessarily for the other purpose. Mishum hachi katani hatofer shtei tefiros. Wanted to teach us that in order to be chayav for that korea, you need to go ahead and do it in order to stay to sew two stitches. Then the Mishnah concluded and said, "Va korea amenas litpor shtei tefiros," that someone who tears in order to sew two stitches. So hechi mishkachasla, what kind of case is this? Answers the Gemara, "De avda kiskista," that it's a situation where you made some sort of garment and had a lumpy thing and made an extra pocket, so you would tear it in order to go ahead and resew it to make it better. This is Daf Kuf Hey Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.